Gardner.
Yes, we've met. Sarah Visery. Hi.
Hi. Robert Vickery.
Jerry Farrell.
Sarah Visery.
And this is the appeal for 422 Williams Road. All right, Sarah, you got the floor.
Sure. So I obviously sent you a lot of documents. Let's see. So the first one is an attachment, which was called Appeal for 422 Williams Road. So this just goes about a little summary of my property. I don't know if you guys have had the opportunity to read it. I know you've had a lot on your plate. Yep. So I mean, it's a two-bedroom, 1.5 bath, single-family home. It's got 1,472 feet. Sits on 1.2 acres. So let's cover the land first. So obviously, great, 1.2 acres, love that. But at the same time, I sent you some supporting docs about the land as far as, and Robert, you and I talked about this when I came into my initial meeting. So it backs up to the interstate. It's not in a neighborhood. So comparing that to a property like, let's say, in Creek Farm, or a property that has sidewalks and neighborhoods and not so busy as the frontage and the noise from the back. And then also being in the, I sent an A&R map. It's within a photo format, so you may not have seen that. But there's a high water table wetlands. It's all swampy looking. So you have those really tall, like, not cattails, but they're like that. And it's wet back there. So probably about maybe 50 feet from the back of the house, it's all wet.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the one. Although yours is not colored, so it's really hard to see. Because the purple is like the actual A&R map, but I dropped off a hard copy of it too, sure. Like the original photograph.
So there's some wetlands back there?
Doesn't yeah. I, of course, don't have that picture. I have it where I sent it to you. But anyways, so that's beside the point. So it's not, you know, fully usable land. It's not for everybody. I just feel like in comparison to other properties, it's great to have that acreage, but I don't think it can be compared to certain properties. So I did pull a couple comps, and let me see. So as far as the land goes, This property right here, 2797 Mellitz Bay Avenue, I'm not comparing the actual property, I'm looking at the land value. So this is an old farmhouse, it's on Mellitz Bay Avenue, also a highly traveled road, and closer to the lake, not closer to the lake, highly traveled road. They have a 1.22 acre lot. Their land assessed value for 2026 was $196,500. So it's shy of mine. I'm just wondering why. So,
what's the address again? Sorry.
2797 Mellitz Bay Avenue. It's a 1.22 acre lot, which I have a 1.2 acre lot also. So I figured that would be a good one to check and see what their assessment on land was. So my land assessed at $206,500, and their land assessed at $196,500. A small difference, but again, I have two things going against me with my land, in my opinion, plus this one, which is pretty much the same lot of land, has a lower value. I'm not going to compare that house to my house because it doesn't make sense. However, you guys both know I'm a real estate agent, so I will put that in the record that I know comps on my house, and that's how I feel the best comparison would be somewhere along the lines of 82 Sunset Drive, which is also in Colchester. It just sold May 1, 2026. If you look at the photos of that, yes, it is a 1967, mine is a 1982. The photos are extremely similar as far as condition of the interior. Mine's an 82, but it kind of looks like a 60s or 70s. I don't know if you took a look at the photos. Wood paneling, original appliances, laminate flooring. Like, there is nothing beyond 1982 in that house except for paint. And that one sold, 82 Sunset Drive, sold in May of this year for $407,000. And their assessed house value was $257,700. Mine assessed at $295,100. And it has very similar square footage. So they are a 1488 square feet. I'm a 1472 square feet. Not sure if anyone uses like number of bedrooms or bathrooms in the assessment value. I'm a two bath. They're a three bed, two bath. So I figure square footage is probably a more relevant thing to cover. It's not like we have different square footage, that Sunset Drive one and myself. And then condition is extremely similar. I did have a question, and let me know if I'm just like going too quickly.
No, it's just good.
Okay, yeah. I figure you can also like hear me back on the recording if you need to. So on these vision documents, and I read documents a lot, but I still am like trying to understand what this building percent good 74, what it actually means.
It means we're depreciating 24%.
It's per year, right? Like it's the age of the house that they're going
to? Age of the house and condition of the house, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is age of the house. And then we adjust up and down from that for good condition, very good condition, or fair condition, or poor condition. But okay. The average, most people are in the average, you know, 90% of houses are in average or whatever.
And
it is.
That's the other thing I wanted to cover is that word average.
Okay.
So is that the grade here? It says average.
Let me see.
So I assumed that this number meant I had an average condition.
Yes, average condition, basic maintenance. Then there's also the quality of the house, which was average quality of the house.
Okay. So as far as, I don't know, maybe use your real estate agents. What is average? I mean, when we go into properties, what are the grading scales? So there's fair, average, above average?
So quality, you're going from poor to fair to average, average plus 10, average plus 20, mm-hmm. good, all the way up to custom built homes. We consider average to be your typical 60s, 70s, 80s ranch.
Okay.
Is your average.
And nothing like improved on it?
Not really.
Okay.
Typically, if you've got like some sort of like angle in the foundation, like an L-shaped ranch, it might be an average plus 10.
Oh, yeah.
Those things like that might change that.
Yeah.
We're looking at a lot of the cost of construction.
Okay. So I questioned it as fair because of the condition, but it makes sense that you're looking at construction. I think it's fair. I'm sorry. I think it's average.
Yeah.
It's not poor.
And it is. Number 80, Sunset is also graded average.
Okay. So that's great.
Yeah.
And I printed it out, of course. I have so many documents.
Right.
So I think that I agree with that. And then when we go to interior flooring, there's carpet, linoleum. I added linoleum. It's basically fine. Bath style, average. Kitchen style, average. Kitchen style and bath style, I mean, I sent you guys some photos of them. The kitchen cabinets are falling off the walls. So, you know, I'd say it's probably on the fair side. It certainly needs work. Like, that's my opinion of fair. It's not poor, but the appliances are extremely old. The lighting fixtures haven't been touched since the 80s. It's pretty retro, and I need to replace things in that home, in the kitchen, and probably bathroom. But it's usable if you don't put anything in the kitchen cabinet. And of course, you know, this was a rental property, so nobody's been in there to do an assessment. I don't know if, I'm sure someone came by, a tax assessor or vision or whatever.
One of their data collectors would have come by. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't hear everything right now. That's a point of contention anyway, so.
Who knows,
maybe one of my tenants will move. It will be poor condition.
So we had two people come by. Looks like Tommy went by in August, talked to somebody at the door, but no information.
It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
And these ones, I'm going to answer. These ones right now are not at the door for anyone anyway, so different tenant. Anyway, the photos were to justify, like, it's not in great shape, and I don't want anyone to assume it's, like, ready to go for somebody. Somebody's going to want to do something. And we know fair market value is a really important term for me in this letter, fair market value, that somebody's going to have to, if I were looking at this as a sale, the fair market value to me does not match what I received as an assessment value. And I don't have an issue with the taxes going up. I don't have an issue with the values going up. I think they should, they need to. It's just a matter of it didn't, certainly did not feel like fair market value to me, based on my knowledge of the market and just knowledge of my property. So I would say bath and kitchens are on the fair to average side. Probably kitchen on the fair side and bath is in between. I mean, the bathrooms haven't been updated or anything.
Okay. And do you have an estimate of fair market value for your property?
What's that?
Do you have an estimate for the fair market value?
I wrote 415 on it. And I did have a HELOC taken out a couple, 2 years ago, and it came in at like, I think either 385 or 400. I haven't touched it since. I mean, I know appreciation has happened. Anywhere in between 415 and 450, to be honest. And I know that's market dependent. This is my real estate brain speaking. But 501, 600 is I'm not in that threshold. I just know I'm not in that threshold. And then I also sent the comps for what I wanted to kind of give you a sense on, and I'm sure you guys understand that. So I believe my property value is anywhere between like 4 and 450, okay? And I sent comps on 400 to 450, and that's very relative to my property as far as condition, age, size. I also sent comps for the last 6 month sales in Colchester that were between 480 and 510 because I wanted to show that a property at 500, like that Creek Farm one that just sold, it's so far beyond the condition of mine that it just didn't make sense to have mine in that $500,000 range. And I didn't print all these comps. I did send a link to it. I don't want to go over all of them. We don't need to.
As far as the photos that you had sent, that's is that current, pretty current?
Oh, yeah.
It's with paneling. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't touched it.
Okay. Well, you don't need to, right? If,
yeah.
If you're able to rent it.
Yeah. And it's the decor that makes it great. So, yeah, it's wood paneling. I mean, it's all got, like, the original, like, sheet linoleum in the kitchen, sheet linoleum in the laundry room, sheet linoleum in the bathrooms. Basement's obviously unfinished. The windows I haven't touched. I believe they're original. They are double-pane wood windows or single-pane wood windows with storms. I can't recall. The roof is great. Standard stuff has been done, but nothing beyond that.
Basic maintenance.
Basic maintenance, like very basic maintenance. My plan was to make it real life, but, you know, time and money.
And what's the rent per month for that?
Yeah, zero right now.
Oh. Your tenants
no there,
I charge, so when my last tenant was in there, I was charging $2,900. It covered water, sewer, trash, plowing, lawn care, internet, cable, everything. So it was a package deal. And these tenants are supposed to be paying $2,700 for everything, but they're not. So, yeah.
That's too bad.
Who knows what market, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do with it after, but yeah. I would normally charge, depending on what is it included in the sale, if it were, or in the rent, if it were just rented and the tenant paid utilities, I would probably rent it for $2,100. So I don't know what fair market rent is on it. I usually tend to go on the lower side.
And what's your monthly expenses on it?
Principal, interest, taxes, and insurance is $1,954. Utilities, well, with these tenants, they average about $1,500 a month for utilities. And that's far over what average is, so I'm not sure. I'm paying $500 in gas over the winter, $600 in gas over the winter, and $400 in electric, so seems a little...
Oh, you got the windows open or something?
I'm sure they're doing everything they possibly can.
That sucks.
Yeah. There's just some people out there that are not nice.
That doesn't necessarily...